This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 4. El Roi, the God who sees. From Genesis 16. Hagar gave the name to the Lord who spoke to her. "You are the God who sees me," for she said. "I have now seen the one who sees me." Today's story centers on the painful triangle of relationships between Abram, Sarai, and Sarai's slave, Hagar. The story contains weakness, jealousy, competition, contempt, scorn, rejection, meanness, and other emotional violence. When the situation becomes unbearable, Hagar runs away. But now she's in a desperate situation, pregnant and alone in the desert. But there is grace and mercy in this raw story, too. The name for God in this text draws from the Hebrew word roi, which has to do with looking, appearance, seeing, and sight. Alone and utterly forsaken in the desert, in her darkest moment, Hagar realizes that El Roi, the God who sees, has never lost sight of her. Don't we all find ourselves at times in desperate situations? Even if our circumstances are not desperate, they can certainly be difficult at times, and we can feel as if we have no hope. But even in times of hopelessness, we can be assured. El Roi, the God who sees, is watching over us, seeing us, and providing for us in our darkest hour of need. In our bleakest moments, we too feel all alone. But El Roi, the God who sees, has never lost sight of us.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.